Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we come on this morning with a grateful heart of gratitude and thanking you, Father, for your blessings upon our lives. Thanking you, Father, for watching over us as we slept, as we slumbered, Father, protecting us from evil, seen and unseen, danger, seen and unseen, and commanding us to rise and shine one more day. One more day that you have blessed us. One more day that you have given us to serve, to do, to be, to go, to learn, to pray. One more day, Father. God, we know that you didn't have to do it, but you did do it, and we thank you. We thank you for one more day, Father. Help us not to squander the day. Help this day to be fruitful. Help this day to be abundant and glorious in your sight. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you for the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Thank you for each and every individual. Thank you, Father God. Thank you. Thank you for family. Thank you for friends. Thank you for everything. Everything. Thank you for the service on this morning, Father. Thank you for it. Thank you. So, Father God, we embrace the gifts of this day. Thank you for it. Now we surrender the day back to you, that you will unfold this day according to your wisdom, your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. And as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership where Jesus Christ is King, Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. We are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Our God's name is great, and our God's name is greatly to be praised. TGIF, today God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. We want to especially welcome all of our first-time listeners around the globe. Welcome, 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 welcome. Thank you for being here with us. Amen. We appreciate you. Amen. Please have a seat at the breakfast table. The spiritual breakfast for champions is about to be served. And man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. God is not dead. He is alive. Amen. And he lives. You ask me why I know he lives, because he lives within me. Amen. And he lives within you if you are a believer. I'm your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda, bringing you greetings from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We want to thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. Thank God for bringing us through the week, almost through the month, believe it or not. Amen. God did it. Amen. So we want to thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. It's been a heavy week, but it's all right. Amen. Because we are not carrying it. Hallelujah. The Lord carries. He carries everything we commit to him. He will carry it. He said, commit your cares to me. Amen. Hallelujah. His burden is easy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And so we blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Just want to thank God for everything, for everything, for everything. Amen. In all things, we give God praise. Amen. So, amen. We've met here every morning. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We met on social media, 5 o'clock in the morning. We did that. Then we came back here for breakfast. Amen. Then we met back at the altar of prayer. Amen. At 12 o'clock and then back at 9 o'clock. Amen. Then we had our Wednesday night Bible study. Amen. On social media this week. Amen. Last night was the praise party. Hallelujah. Hey, my God. Hallelujah. And we're back again today. And then everything else we did in between. Hallelujah. And guess what? This is what we do. This is what we live to do. Glorify the King. Amen. Hallelujah. And to tell others about Jesus. Why? Because Jesus Christ is Lord of all. Or Jesus Christ, he is not Lord at all. It's as simple as that, saints. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It's as simple as that. Only what we do for Christ is going to last. See, because you have a lot of people, they're busy. Boy, they can't wait for Friday because they've been busy. They don't work 2 jobs, 3 jobs, driving for Uber in between. Glory be to God. Huh? Doing this, doing that. Huh? Taking care of the kids, taking care of the house, taking care of the spouse, taking care in school, blah, 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 blah. And tired, and rightly so, I guess so, with that schedule. See, and these are all things that need to be done, beloved. But let me tell you this: if Christ is not first, you're just spinning your wheels. If Christ is not first, if you don't know Christ, all that ripping and running and ripping and running, you tired, but you don't have nothing to show for it. And we like to use the term, I'm busy. Yeah, you busy. We don't see nowhere in the Bible where Jesus said he was busy. And he was busy. But you don't see nowhere in the Bible where the Lord says he was busy. But I tell you what he was. He was fruitful. He was fruitful. He had some fruit to show, amen, for his activities. And beloved, when God is not first in your life, glory be to God, you just busy. Remember the children of Israel? They was in the wilderness for 40 years on a 10-day journey. And I could see them now. Leave me alone, girl. I'm busy. I'm too busy for that. And walking around in circles. Man, they ain't had nothing to show for it. Nothing. Because the Bible says none of them came out the wilderness. The only ones came out that wilderness, glory be to God, amen, was the little babies that went in there, amen, and Joshua and a couple others. All of them died in the wilderness. Don't die in your busyness, baby. See, because that ain't, you dying in your busyness ain't going to take you in the direction you want to go. And so, beloved, we have to put our priorities in order. We already know.
We don't need not know. We don't even need the Bible to tell us. We already know we at the end of times. The Lord ain't got to show us another side. He don't have to show us another airplane. Airplanes colliding in the air? I mean, come on, good Googa Mooga. Lord ain't got to show us another sign. Even the blind can see. Even the unsaved folks know we at the end of times. They just don't know what to do and how to get to Jesus. That's why they've been trying to reach out to you. They ain't coming to your church right now. You the church. That's why they trying to get to you. But you say they aggravating you. They getting on your nerves. You don't want to talk to them when they call. See? They stink. They need a bath. You see? They trying to get to you because they really want to know how we going to get to Jesus. See? But we got all these excuses why we won't connect with them. We got all these excuses. I'm busy. Busy doing what? If you not working for the Lord, you ain't busy. You busy in your own stuff. In your own stuff. Does it profit a man to gain the whole wide world and lose his soul? What happens if you get, you're so successful, you got Elon Musk money, amen, you got Jeff Bezos money, Oprah money, I mean, you got the money, you got the real estate, you got the cars, you got the wardrobe, you got the businesses, you got all that. Well, what good is that? And you're not in the will of the Father. What a sad commentary. Isn't that a sad commentary? The richest person in the world dies and go to hell. Yet you can be the poorest person according to the world standard, see, and bust heaven wide open. See, because God's standards and the world standards aren't equal. God don't measure like the earth measures. And we so busy trying to keep up with the world and haven't even spent any time to find out what is God's will for me. Beloved, it's only what we do for Christ is going to last. It's not a matter of if you die. I do a little insurance policy on the side from time to time. I don't really work it. I just do it to help people out. Do it. It helps with the ministry and you know, with the finances for the ministry. See? But you know what the sad part is? In certain cultures, you can't even talk about life insurance. They think you coming to put a curse on them. They ain't got nothing in order. Got to pass the box and get a GoFundMe. I talk to people, I said, well, let's handle your pre-needs. Come on, let's come on. We're going to pay for your funeral, okay? So all that will be done. Your family ain't got to worry about it. Ain't going to have to scrape up no money. We're going to put you on a payment plan. You're going to pay so much a month for the next 3 years or 5 years. And when God called you home, if you go 10 years, 20 years from now, your price is locked in. People think you're bringing a curse. They don't even want to handle their business. It's not if you're going to die, it's when you're going to die. And you know what? And the way things going down, we don't know when, don't know where. The city is still in mourning over that 31-year-old a cop in Philadelphia. What a sad, I mean, My children is older than this. He was a baby. A baby whose life was taken away working. All I want to do is work. Well, it might be your last day at work. Well, I just want to go shopping. And it might be your last day at the supermarket. Ask those 13 people that got shot down by just running to the market to buy a birthday cake for the grandbaby. Well, I just want to go back to school. It might be your last day of school at the college that was shot up last week. Saints, we twisted the world has just come in and just taken us over. We God's people are not supposed to be competing with the world. That don't mean we don't want a good life. That don't mean we don't want a good education. That don't mean we're not going to go to school. No, we're not saying that. All we're saying is our priorities need to be in order. Well, I go to church every Sunday. Who said something about going to church every Sunday? Let me say something. And some preachers might beat me up. And I'm not just saying this because we're not in our building yet, because we're going to be in our building. Baby, you ain't got to go to church no Sundays. Because there's a lot of people sitting in church every Sunday going to bust hell wide open. Because their heart ain't right. They're going to be seen. They gonna bust, baby, let me tell you, so don't go to hell from the church. If you gonna go to hell, don't go from the church. You got to know this, that you are the church. If you are a born-again believer, know ye not that ye are the temple of the living God. You are the church. Everywhere you go, God goes. You're the light of the world. You're the salt of the earth. When you open your mouth, God can speak through you. When you touch somebody, God can touch somebody through you. You are the church. So we need to be concerned about Christ's agenda. And we get it confused because the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. See? Love God first. Look, when God created Adam and Eve, okay, he created them, what? And he put them together. What did God do? God established family. He did that first. See, he put family together, amen, before he put the church together. So this is the way it should go, beloved. God is first. Your family is second. And the church is third. And some pastors might beat me up. It's the truth. Because see, we want to tie church in with God. Church in with God. The truth of the matter is you should be tying God into everything. God is separate from the church. God is God. He's the one that established the church. I love my church. That don't mean you love God. See, and so beloved, what we need to do, and then that done took all my time, glory be to God, hallelujah. I might take another 5 minutes, amen, glory be to God, but the Lord wants us, beloved, to be aware, to wake up, watch and pray. We need to wake up out of our spiritual stupor. We sleeping with our eyes wide open. Got the devil walking over. The devil ain't got no business living in your house. I don't care what you say. If you are born again believer, the devil don't have no business in your house. You going to let him come in and bind the strong man? The devil in your house? And when you got the power, greater is he that lives in you than he that lives in the world? And you going to tell me if the devil in your house, he done trespassed. And you don't have enough faith to exercise your power to evict him. And even if you didn't have enough power to evict him, don't you got enough power to pick up the phone, amen, and call 911? Now, I'm talking about in the spirit. God is a very present help in the time of trouble. You can't call for some backup. You can't call your prayer warriors. You can't call your prayer partners and evict that rascal out your house. He in your house eating up your money, eating up your food, and sleeping in your bed. and you okay with it? See? But we're watered down. We're becoming a powerless culture. Amen. Why, beloved? Amen. Because we're following the Lord from afar. We want to serve God at our convenience. We want to pray when it's convenient. We want to read our Bible when it's convenient. We want to give when it's convenient. Everything at our convenience. See, no sacrifices. He said obedience was better than sacrifice, but he didn't rule out sacrifices. All from the beginning of time, everything is about sacrifice. Otherwise, Jesus dying was in vain. And that was the greatest sacrifice of all. Everything is about sacrifice, beloved. We have to mortify our flesh. You got to learn to turn your flesh off and tell your flesh, no, not today. And tomorrow either. And the next day either. If you walk in the Spirit, let us live in the Spirit. Read, go in the book of Romans and it'll teach you about life in the Spirit. He says, reckon your flesh to be dead. See, and this is the process of sanctification that the world is missing, that the believers are missing, mostly because it's not being taught. So the leaders are going to have blood on their hands. But let me tell you something. For those of you who are listening today, you're not off the hook because of what your leader is teaching you. Because you have a responsibility to go in for yourself and get it. Because it's in the Word. God hasn't hidden it from anybody. You have a responsibility to know right from right and wrong from wrong. Glory be to God. Sanctification is a process. We are in the process of becoming who the Lord has created us to be. It does not happen overnight. It is no reason for you to live in the muck and the mire. It is no reason for you to keep going back practicing sin. He said, lay aside the weight and the sin that does so easily beset you, that sin that keeps tripping you up. Every weight is not a sin, but every sin is a weight. And it's going to take you in but one direction, and that's down. Down, down, down. See, when a born-again believer sin, they sin because they want to sin. The devil ain't made you do nothing. And if you go to hell, and that's for a believer or who say they're a believer, because you can't be a believer and go to hell. You one of them who say you're a believer, but you ain't acting like a believer because you ain't believing like a believer. But if you go to hell, it's because not because God sent anybody to hell. I was talking to a young man one time witnessing to him, and we was talking about heaven or hell, and he said, well, that's a little sadistic, don't you think, that God would send anybody to hell? I said, let me tell you something. God don't send nobody to hell. Let's get this straight right here. God don't send nobody to hell. Your smoking don't send you to hell. Your fornication don't send you to hell. Your lying don't send you to hell. Your stealing don't send you to hell. Your sin don't send you to hell. The only reason you go to hell is because you refuse the only person that can keep you out of hell. And his name is Jesus. Jesus is the answer. So you're going to tell me that Jesus can save you from your sins and not save you from your habits? Who would want to even serve a God like that? He can save you from your sins. Amen. But you still struggling. You still need deliverance. How long has it been now? No. You want to know why you ain't delivered? Tell the truth and shame the devil, because you ain't ready to be delivered. Because we want to satisfy our... See, we want just enough of God to keep us out of hell. Because the truth of the matter is, we don't want to go to hell. So we want just enough of God just for that. But we really don't want to give God everything because we really want to keep something for ourselves and something for our flesh and something for our pleasure and something for our enjoyment. God is not, amen, in opposition of you having pleasure, by the way. But the Bible says, amen, he who lives in pleasure is living, is dead while they living. Because you're trying to get it your way. God gets pleasure in the prosperity of his saints. God ain't got no problem with you having any type of pleasure. But you just got to do it God's way. You got to do it God's way. And beloved, we are most blessed when our most pleasure comes out of service for him. That's where the blessing is. Oh, thank God for your spouse. Thank God for your children. Thank God for your money. Thank God for your, hey, thank God we happy for you. We happy. But guess what? Before all these gurus came around in today's time, beloved, amen, there was the richest man in the world. I think at that time, can't even think of his name, was at the tip of my tongue. Richest man in the world. All right, let's just take Solomon. The Bible says no one will ever be as rich as Solomon. So what did I say earlier? Not if they die, when they die. It's appointed unto man once to die. Same way we prepare for them babies when they come in this world, you need to be preparing for your death. Now, that's just the truth. That's just the truth. Now, this is not no sales pitch, and I don't know why the Holy Spirit led me this way, because I came here with a lesson today, but I'm flowing with the Holy Ghost, and I'll get to that lesson when the Holy Ghost tell me to get to it. Anybody on this line listening to me that don't have some type of life insurance needs to reach out to me and let us handle this for a couple of dollars. Get your business in order. Glory be to God. So, richest man in the world. When they die, richest woman in the world, and they standing around the grave. True story. Oh, what'd he leave? You know, because sometimes people happy when you die, because you worth more to them dead than you are alive. What'd they leave? Huh? And somebody turned around and said he left all of it. Guess what? That's going to be your story too. That big, pretty house you living in. I used to, years ago, I lived as part of Mount Airy, and I would go over there to the laundromat and do my laundry. Nice lady. Can't think of her name right now. A very, very friendly lady. And she would sit there, and we would talk. And she owned the laundromat. And she talked about how good her husband was to her. And her husband had would buy her all these mink coats and this and that and that. She said, baby, I sleep with mine. She said, I use my mink coat as a blanket. Because she had enough sense to know that when she leaves here, there's somebody coming over, amen, and they're going to get that mink coat. She said, I'll cover up with mine. Why? Because she knew that all them clothes in her closet, amen, she going to leave and you going to leave too. All them pretty cars you got, all that money you got in your bank, huh? The money you hiding. Somebody renovated a house from somebody I know. They went in a couple years later and renovated and found all this money hidden. Here, tucked away. You hiding money and people don't even know where to find it. People don't even know who you hiding it from. I'm going to leave this for the kids. The kids don't even know where to find it. You ain't even making sense. You ain't even making sense. You leave this for the kids, amen, and the kids got to just know to go and pull up the kitchen floor and look to the right and find a box of money. I mean, like, really? But, beloved, the point of the matter is whatever you accomplish on earth, you're going to leave it. Where your heart is, Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Why don't we start building up treasures in heaven? Why don't we focus on that? Why don't we go in overtime with that, beloved? Because, see, we ain't leaving that. We're going to be crowned for that. We're going to be rewarded for that. See? And we mess up and we come back and we ask God to forgive us, and God is faithful. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us. But now you got to do your works all over again. Good Googa Moga. You know how long it took us, some of us, to get to where we at? All your Christian life. And you going to drop down for a night or for an occasion and start your works all over again? If that's what you got to do, do it. Look, whatever you got to do, just do it. Amen. Beloved, amen, hallelujah. And we blessed be the name of the Lord. And I was wondering, amen, as I had to put this lesson together, amen, glory be to God, I had to structure it on Blog Talk Radio, because the only way we can go on Blog Talk Radio, somebody has to go in the back office and set it up every day. And this morning when I was setting it up, the Lord said, call it Jesus Only. And I knew it sort of contradicted to the lesson that I had prepared to teach, but that's because the Holy Ghost knows what he was doing, and the Holy Ghost knew what he was going to say. So, beloved, I just want to, amen, wrap it up by just saying that it's Jesus Only. That's the bottom line. And until you are convinced about that, you're going to always be struggling. It's going to always be an up and a down, a rising and a falling. You're doing well one day, one season, then you done hit rock bottom, and you don't know what happened, and you're up, and you're down, you're in, you're out, you got joy this day, you depressed the next day, huh? You pressing one day, the next day, you're thinking about quitting, and you know, and all these, you're on this emotional roller coaster, because, beloved, until you, amen, put Jesus above your emotions, above yourself, above your family. Above your family. Now, the church does not go above your family, but God does. So if your family is sick, you call out that you don't go to church that day. You stay home and take care of your family. See, your family is above your church, but not above God. That's why he said, unless a man leave mother or father or sister or brother, he cannot be my disciples. You let nobody slow you down. You let nobody turn you around. You let nobody change your mind, amen, on God's agenda for his kingdom and the part that you are to play in it. And that's the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. If you're listening to me today and you have not, we see you in the back office. We know. We don't know. Even with the war in Ukraine, we see that we have a mass of people in Ukraine listening to our podcast, searching for answers. God bless you. God bless you, China, even Russia. Glory be to God. Wherever you are, you could be in New York or New Jersey, wherever you are, we want to thank you for being here. But let me say this. If you do not know Jesus Christ and the pardoning of your sins, you got to and get it straight. Why? I'm not going to say because tomorrow is not promised to you. I'm going to say because today is not promised to you. There's a lot of people alive right now, but check back in about an hour. We don't know what happened. They was walking through the bathroom and they just dropped dead. You don't know how or when you're going out of here. You don't know how or when you checking out. Well, I'm still a young person. Ooh, that's the real sad part. Because we burying more young people than we burying old. Come on, give your life to Christ. Let's just stop. Let's stop right here. And let's do first things first. If you have never received Jesus Christ in your heart as your Lord and your Savior, amen, we're going to introduce you to him. Now, just repeat after me right now. Father, I am a sinner, born in sin, shaven in iniquity. I come confessing my sins to you. Forgive me for my disobedient ways. I ask that you would save my soul. Save me from all my sins. As I open my heart, as I open my mouth, and I invite Jesus Christ to come and live in me and be my Savior and be my Lord. Thank you for hearing me. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for erasing my name out of the book of death. Thank you that my name is confirmed in the Lamb's book of life. Now I ask that you would help me to follow you all the balance of the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Hallelujah. Woo. I can always tell when somebody gets saved. Ah, my God. Woo. Father, thank you. The angels are, thanks. Can't you hear the angels singing? The angels are rejoicing. We are rejoicing with you. Welcome to the family of God. Welcome. Amen. That's welcome. Now, that's the beginning, not the end. Most people give their life to Christ and that's it. Now they want to continue living like they've been living, running around for the devil, doing whatever they want to do, talking about they got saved 10 months ago. No, 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 no. The difference between a carnal Christian and a Christian is a carnal Christian is a person who gave their life to Christ, but they do not follow him. That's the difference. Now, the angels are still rejoicing on those that just gave their life to Christ. Now, let's talk to those of you who gave your life to Christ, but you ain't following him. You ain't following his word. You serving God at your convenience and when it works best for you. You're lukewarm. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, is going to enter in. Wouldn't it be something to get up there, amen, and look Jesus in his eyeball, and Jesus said, depart from me, I never knew you, and you was in church every Sunday? He was in church every Sunday. He even gave the Lord a little bit of money, too. He gave a little bit of money, huh? Gave a little bit of tithes, a little bit of this, singing on the choir, whatever, and the Lord looked you in your eyeball and said, I never knew you? Come on, saints, stop playing. Stop playing. Come on, let's pray right now for those of you who you got to tighten up a little bit. You got to tighten up. And how do you tighten up? Amen. Just by humbling yourself. That's all you got to do. In you. He said, without me, you can do nothing, which means you can't, without him, you can't get saved. Without him, you can't live this life. Without him, you can't do nothing. But you have to humble yourself and commit all things unto him. Glory be to God. Come on, we're going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we come confessing our sins before you. Forgive us for being carnal. Forgive us for being fleshly. Forgive us for being disobedient. Forgive us, Father, for wanting things our own way, spiritual arrogance, disobedient, hard-headed, can't nobody tell us nothing, not even you, walking in a way that seemeth right, but's not right. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, forgive us right now. Forgive us for having our priorities out of order, putting everything and everybody before you and think we're doing something. Father God, forgive us. Forgive us. From this day here, we want to get it right. Putting you first, your agenda first, your word first, your will first, and everything comes after that. Thank you. Thank you for forgiving us. You said if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen, amen, and amen. Come on, y'all. Hallelujah. It's revival time. It's revival time. Amen. And to God be praise. All right. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God for the word of God on today. Amen. Lord's willing, we'll be back again tomorrow morning. Not tomorrow morning, but tomorrow. Not in the morning. Thank God that's we got one day a week. Amen. We can check in a little bit later, 12 o'clock tomorrow, and then 9 p.m. on social media. Amen. And then Lord's willing, we'll be back next week. All right. So those of you out there, amen, we don't go nowhere. Let me tell you how much the Lord loves you. Those of you listening to us in Ukraine and Russia and those other places, China, just how much God loves you guys. We tried to get away from this Sunday platform, but the Lord won't let us. Because he knows this is your only source of connecting with us. He knows that you don't have the internet. He knows that you can't follow us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. That's how much God loves you. Amen. And we love you too. Amen. Reach out to us at lifewordjesus.org. Lifewordjesus.org. Let us hear from you. Amen. Glory be to God. And so we want to just know your name and pray with you and pray for you. Amen. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. All right. Hallelujah. It's been a good week. It's been a long week. Amen. It's been a fruitful week. Amen. Hallelujah. It's been an abundant week. And we thank God for the week. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank each and every one of you for your service to the ministry this week. Thank you. We appreciate you. Those of you who are praying, look, saints, some people praying for us, we don't know who they are till when we get to heaven, because a lot of times it's not the one you think it is. It's not the one it should be. It's not your prayer partner that prayed you through. It's that person on the other side of the country that's praying for you that you might never meet until you get to heaven. Amen. But nevertheless, Jesus already prayed. Amen. So we want to thank God for each and every one of you. Those of you in the ministry, out of the ministry, amen. Thank God for those of you who gave your life to Christ. Thank God for you. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right. Hallelujah. Everybody have a good day. Amen. Father God, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. We cancel bad news, tears, and sorrow. God, help us to stop being so selfish. You want us to love ourselves and take care of ourselves. But Father God, some of us have too much stock in ourselves. Forgive us, Father. Help us to look out to see what we can do for somebody else today, Father. In Jesus' name. Meet us back here tomorrow, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We ask that you would cancel accidents, incidents, calamities, fires, gas explosions, any form of bad news. We ask that you would cancel it now in Jesus' name. And we say thank you and we bless you. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. And we seal this prayer right now by the word, by the blood, and by the spirit. And we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare it cannot, it will not, and it shall not be broken. Amen and amen. I sent everybody out a text message. For those of you who don't have text, we are having a ministry meeting, a business meeting for the ministry to give everybody an update on where we are. We got a whole bunch of good news. We got a whole bunch of good news. That's going to be 2 weeks from now. Okay, that's the business meeting for everybody. Amen. That's a part of this ministry. Amen. So that's going to be on Saturday morning, 2 weeks from now. And so I already sent everybody out the text message. If you don't have text, then here's your message right here. Put it on your calendar. I think it's March the 11th. Let me do this right now. Before we get Satan his black eye, let me give you the date for those of you. And I might be missing some people because I don't have everybody's number, but I don't have everybody's number. Hallelujah. If you know somebody's a part of this ministry, amen, just ask them, did you get your text message? Glory be to God. And that's going to be on Saturday the 11th, March the 11th at 9:30 in the morning. That's our ministry update. Okay? So we bless the Lord. And to God be praised. For the inner circle, set your clocks for today at 10 o'clock for the inner circle. Amen. And those of you in the inner circle know who I'm talking to. Amen. In Jesus' name. Father God, hallelujah. We say thank you. We bless you. Amen. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Thank you for allowing me to serve you. Amen. I love you and I appreciate you. Everybody have a good day, a good weekend. Amen. Pastor Alfreda signing out. Walk in the blessing because the blessing manifestation is already here. Love you, love you, love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. Amen.
Everybody clap your hands. Come on. With us. Our God is awesome, and he's worthy to be praised. Come on, everybody sing. Lord of all.
Lord of all and ruler of nations.
You are God of all the earth.